Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, streaming live on the World Wide Web, on withinsightsradio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For the next 60 minutes, we will be learning about With Insights. All our friends on this show have something to share and something to give. So I want you to sit back and relax, fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready for the ride.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I hope that we are working on these little technologies here. They're helping us out. Jenny, are you on there with me?
I am.
Hey, welcome to the show. We're kind of doing things backwards here today.
I know.
Jenny's got the switchboard, and I'm on the phone. On my way here, I'm driving. I'm almost home now. So, but I wanted to welcome everybody to the show. I want to thank everybody tuning in tonight. It's a nice, beautiful, rainy day in Columbus, Ohio. And Jenny is actually patched me into the show. I had to take my son to his doctor's appointment, and I was running real late. Now I know why I don't work in the corporate world and why I'm not downtown. Because, man, that is craziness down there. Crazy, crazy.
No doubt.
Yeah, yeah. So how are you, Jenny?
I'm pretty good.
Good, good, good. This is, I don't think we've ever done a show like this quite, you know, where you're running the switchboard and I'm your guest now. And so if for any reason we get disconnected, folks, I want to let you know. We'll call you right back in. We'll punch ourselves in. But, yeah, so I'm actually calling Jenny from, I'm calling the studio to Jenny, and Jenny punched me in. So that's how we're doing it today. So hopefully Jenny can hear me, and we're still online there and working on it and get through it. But, yeah, here with Insights, we work on just different things, you know, trying to work together as a community of holistic practitioners to come together and share our ideas and share some old different types of holistic modalities and stuff. So Jenny's one of my friends, and she has her own show. And I think your show is actually once a month, right? And I think I'm losing her there, but she's what I have soon during the weather when it's like this. We'll be back on here in a few minutes. We might
have trouble hearing.
What's that? Is it on my end? Am I breaking away?
I am moving to different rooms in this house, trying to find one where.
Yeah, I know.
I
don't like this.
This will work.
Gotta get the vortex.
Huh?
I'm
just
still here with
the best option.
This
there
is what's cool about
here.
You know when. All right, cool. This is fun. I love it. I love it because it's so spontaneous and it's just happening.
Yeah, I might have to sit. This house has a little light in the Bermuda Triangle to the telephone.
The Bermuda Triangle, yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, now it's
that's what's
really
fun about radio. You know, you can kind of use your imagination. You can kind of picture all of us, you know, walking and moving and going from room to room. And that's what's fun about doing a show like this. Able to do the show from your phone and able to do the show from, you know, you're covering the switchboard from your end. And I appreciate that 100%.
Sure. I'm going to take you out to the back porch and see if that works. Because it's going in and out here. Let's see if this works. Is this better?
Because I'm going to pause here and we'll be right back.
sure. Hello? 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 I don't hear a thing.
Well, I hope this works out. I hope you can hear me. I hope that I'm online. Sometimes these things happen, so I do apologize for any difficulties. And Jenny was doing me a favor as I was kind of stuck in traffic and all kinds of different craziness. And hopefully she calls in, and that way I can patch her into the show. She's going to be on the show with me here, and I hope she calls back. Here and so I do apologize for the technical difficulties, but that's life, man. That's life. That's one of those things you just got to deal with. Sometimes, you know, they throw us lemons and we either got to make lemonade margaritas or lemon pie, you know, whatever. You got to figure out some kind of way to just deal with it and work with it and work with you got. Sometimes that's all we have in front of us, just things to challenge us and to make us stronger, to make us better. And you know, that's part of the journey. That's part of the journey of being, you know, living in life, that you sometimes get situations like this and you just got to figure out how to work with it. And that's what's so cool about it. It's not about panicking or getting frustrated, but sometimes we get into those moments we do. And I believe Jenny's back. Jenny, are you with us?
I am.
Okay, welcome to the show, Jenny.
I'm taking a walk around the block out of the black triangle or whatever the hell, the Bermuda Triangle,
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah.
It is.
Well, so in our colors, sometimes we get situations and, you know, it's a test of our ability, how we deal with it and what happens to us and
Boy,
how we move forward.
True.
And so, you know, like I was telling you in the beginning of the show, I don't know if anybody caught this, but I was with my son and I was taking him to this physical therapy where he hurt his ankle about a couple months ago. And so he's going through this physical therapy. And so me not being downtown, you know, in a while, his appointment was supposed to be at 5:00. I'm thinking, well, I got plenty of time to get back, you know. But I totally forgot that everybody gets out of work at 5:00, and I have to head back towards with all that traffic. You know, I was kind of naive. You know, I haven't worked any corporate job ever in my life, and I'm glad I don't, and to some extent, because that would drive me nuts having to do that routine every day, you know. And I was, you know, I was just cozy in my car. Just I'm like, I'll get there. We'll get the show. It'll be on when it needs to be on. So I wasn't too. I wasn't too.
Yeah, you
frustrated
gotta
about
do that. Gotta take that wait and see attitude about it, you know, because that's the place of opportunity and possibility. When we like latch onto the need to make something happen, that's when it moves away from us.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. But, yeah, and, you know, usually we start off the show. I kind of we talk a little bit about our day, how it went. Well, that was my later part of the day. And the early part of the day was, you know, very, very productive and very fun and very enjoyable. Got to spend some time with my son. I had some clients I had to work with. And everything worked out pretty good. So
awesome.
Yeah, and for those of you, I know that Jenny has her own show, those of you who have tuned into her show. Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. You have some switch-ups now. You're actually going to be doing the show, what, once a month now?
I'm going to do the show once a month. You know, I'm really listening to spirit, and that for me is about not trying to make things happen. It's about trusting that the universe will provide even if I don't go on autopilot. In my family, I was really taught that I had to go on autopilot and always produce. And that, you know, I had kind of a little bit of a health scare right around the new year where I realized that my body was just really against the idea of going on autopilot, and I just got some real big signs and said, okay, if I'm going to do this, there has to be a better way to do it. So I've decided to do it once a month and to have a guest, you know, a really good guest, just someone who can really, really present information that's new and that's exciting and that's interesting. Just do that for a while and see how it goes. Because I was at the point where I was doing 3 shows a week, and it was just
Wow.
You know, that gets crazy, you know. There's no purpose to that after a while. So I'm listening.
No, you got to. I mean, I'm just kind of in the same boat. I was just doing way too much and ended up deciding that I was going to walk away from something that I pretty much grew up in, you know, the restaurant business, and decided, hey, you know what? I don't really want to do that anymore. You know, it's just too much draining on my...
Well, too, you know, and when we're getting to be this age, you know, into the midlife passage and such, it's more about joy and creating moments of joy and fulfillment regardless of what happens externally. You know, we live in a culture that tells us we always have to produce. And then we get to a certain place in our life and we're like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
So have to honor that.
Yeah, you know, and that's a whole different show that we can range into. But I think, you know, I wanted to, you know, share our listeners with you so they get to know you as well. You know,
sure.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. And listeners, listen up, because this is a good friend of mine. She does great work, and she does some amazing stuff with beaded jewelry, which I just told her about. So go ahead. Floor is yours.
Aw, thanks. Yeah, I started designing sacred bracelets about, 8 years ago now. I started designing them to do my own dream work with. I was having some dreams that weren't complete, and so I started creating the dream scenes in bracelets, and then someone asked me what it was, did a dream session with them, and made them a bracelet, and it just kind of took off from there, and now I have a Facebook page, and you can go look at all my designs there, and they're designed intuitively for people. So whatever you're working on bringing into fruition in your life, or whatever you're working on manifesting, I can design a piece for you to work with that spiritual energy.
Very good. And you have a website for that, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's sacredbracelets.com. And if you're interested in the design styles and stuff, you can find my YouTube video under Sacred Bracelets as well.
Oh, wow.
And it shows all the different design options and that sort of thing. So you'll get more of a sense of what it's all about, what the vision was all about and stuff like that. But it's really taken off, and it's pretty fun to put bracelets on ladies and gentlemen like all over the country. It's pretty cool to be caught up and inspired by their vision. You know, it's kind of a co-creative process.
Yeah, I love mine. The one you made for me, that was pretty awesome. It's I wore it today. one of the several healing sessions that I had with people. So it was really good. Keeps me grounded, keeps me focused. You know, I look at the beads and it, you know, keeps me into that mindset that I need to. It distracts
very
my
cool.
ego. So take my ego. Goes okay. I'm gonna look at these beads for a minute while you're doing that over there. So it's kind of fun.
Awesome.
So what other type of works do you do, Jenny? I mean, I know, but the listeners don't know. So let's take it someplace where you like to, you know, maybe something you're doing, some type of, you know, if you're doing any classes, if you're doing anything you want to share, your passion.
Sure.
Your passion?
Well, I started doing intuitive work years ago, and that was just about listening to a calling from spirit. And I started doing tarot readings, and I did them at a big festival called ComFest for about 5 years. Moved out of that venue and worked also at a shop called Feed Spirit in Clintonville and developed a pretty strong clientele there, and then got really intrigued with why our intuition works, why it helps connect us to a larger sense of who we are, a larger sense of our spirit. And went and got my master's in counseling at a program that was pretty different than your typical psychology program, which was a psycho-spiritual program. Place called Pacifica, mm-hmm. and they studied the archetypally the stories that we're telling and how we're telling them, so that they hold energy for us, vitalize our life. And I got my master's there and created a counseling practice and also meetings as well that really, really dip into. Emphasis here is on a larger spiritual level, because we're taught really to focus on our ego, and while those are important, they're only who we are. Our part that brings us back here and then again to refine what we're here to do, and that's a deeper thing. And so, with that
mm-hmm.
and to opening it up in terms.
Very good. I know you kind of been your
going
your signals
in and out.
Been, yeah, going in and out. But
I'm a block away.
I got the gist of what you were saying. I can hear you. I like the work you do. I know you do. You've actually done work with dream work as well, haven't you?
Hmm?
You've done dream working. You know, when people have dreams, interpretations, and stuff.
I'm only getting like 30.
Okay. Well, if you can hear me, I was mentioning that you also work with dream works, like things when people have dreams, interpreting
dream stuff.
Mm-hmm, dream stuff.
I think I'm hearing you say work with dreams. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of my first love, was working with dreams, because I was in my 20s, I had night. And looking for us, and sometimes it shows up in scary dreams, and mm-hmm. so we have to be able to hold the space, and then we affect our tendency to be in flight. We're more in the more connection with what those images, what scary stories are trying to tell us, and
mm-hmm.
we can integrate them in a different way, and so. I really did a lot of work on my own, personally, for interpersonal reasons. And then I love that work. I really, that work is a bridge to what we're really meant to do. And the more people connect with their unconscious and help bring that source energy forth, the more they can create a bridge where they start to talk on a different level with themselves, with deeper awareness and deeper clarity of what their purposes and what their joy is about.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Yeah, I know that you're kind of
now
breaking in and out.
Still,
oh,
and I can
ahead.
Hear every word you're saying now.
Oh, you're standing still? Oh, okay. It usually works like that, doesn't it?
I know.
Just when you least expect it. Sometimes when we're moving so much, we lose track of where we're going, right?
I know, it's like the sweet spot here.
Good. Now,
yeah.
you do intuitive tarot reading, intuitive counseling, and you do all
mm-hmm.
the stuff. You also do, you're also a Reiki practitioner as well.
Yeah,
so,
I do Reiki. into their own bodies. So much of what we do is held in our mind and in our thinking, and we can kind of spin out and stay there and try to hold a lot in that place, and that disconnects us from our body. And so I do Reiki to help people connect with their own healing energy, and also somatic work, where they to get messages from their body about what their body looks mm-hmm. like for them.
Okay, so you kind of do those both in unison, or is it something completely different?
Now you're going somatic.
Well, your somatic work, you're saying, you incorporate the Reiki into the work that you do with?
Now you're totally out.
Oh, okay.
You will be. Let me walk.
Okay. Hopefully you're not outside too much and it's raining.
This is funny. I can't believe this is a trip.
It's good.
Well, it's really interesting. It's like, okay, walk slower, and maybe the sound will come back. It's very interesting. I'm actually doing a speaking engagement at Journeys of Wisdom this Thursday night.
Okay, cool.
I did a chakra balancing for every body and soul, which if you just go to my website, you can get that. And I'll be talking about working with chakras and balancing color energy and how that connects us to our body in a different way and our emotions in a different way so we can move through blockages.
Awesome. And I know Journeys of Wisdom real well. John McMullen and his group there. I'm actually involved with them with some projects, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome. What are you involved with them? What are you guys doing?
That's a secret right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
That's okay. That's all right. No, that's not a secret. It's just we're just going to be working some coaching, you know, sharing ideas and, you know, bouncing things off, taking some more of his classes and all kinds of stuff. You know, you never stop learning. You always have to
keep the wheel greased.
You know, and there's
definitely.
Always, he's one of my first teachers. You know, he mm-hmm. was one of the person who, you know, kind of got me back on the path. I was kind of on it, but I've been with him for almost 20-some years. You know, I didn't realize it was that many years together, you know, where we were in and out in his mm-hmm. offices and working with him, learning from him. So, you know, now that I stepped away from the other business, you know, I just kind of went to him and said, hey, you know, what can we do together? What can we do? You know, this is what I want to do. And he's just listening and having he's listening to what I, you know, proposing to him. And you know how you and I talked about doing the holistic center, you know, and working together and maybe be able to, you know, do things, you know, with different practitioners, kind of create this place where we can all kind of work from, or if we need to, if we don't need to, fine, either way. But just a place where even practitioners can come and get healing for themselves, because there's a lot of practitioners out there who give a lot and don't receive back. They don't get that chance, that opportunity to, you know, heal. So basically that's the path I've been on and working on that. And, you know,
very cool.
Like they say, if you
I'm excited to be involved in it and everything.
Yeah. And it's not going to be something crazy, you know, or it'll be something people can do and, or, you know, they can come and go when they please. So it's not going to be so, you know, if you're not here, it won't work, but there'll be certain people in the group who will be the leads. And that's kind of how, you know, in anything
uh-huh.
you do, there's always going to be people who are going to be in the lead.
Uh-huh.
And so
I'm pretty excited.
I'm curious about the
show.
Go ahead.
Oh, go on.
I was, you know, I was just
coming. Go on. It's that kind of a night. What were you just saying?
Now, what you were saying, go.
Oh, that I think we're coming into a time where we really have to balance our inner needs. We have to do more. Because the energies that are much greater and so much more expansive and require so much more from us, it feels like to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, noticing that as practitioners also need support from our community and that sort of thing is so important.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, if you stand still, you might be able to get that in there.
Huh? Now I'm standing still.
Okay. Yeah.
Now I'm standing under the moonlight on the corner of Weber and Neal.
Yeah, I don't know. When you stop moving, we pick up your signal.
It's better. I know. Okay.
Isn't that funny? That's funny. That's hilarious. I love it. I love how the universe works. It has a playful energy the way it does its thing. And hopefully I didn't lose you again, but that's kind of how it's going to be. It's going to be kind of one of those nights. I know you're out there floating around in the universe someplace on some street corner listening and talking to our show to get a better reception. So hopefully you're not too far gone. I think I lost you. All right, so folks, that's Jenny Seek. I lost her to the universe. She's in the black hole of the universe for the moment. She'll be back on. So, you know, if you get a chance to listen to Jenny, you got to hear her. Her website, I believe, and I want to make sure I'm doing this right, let me make sure, is innervoiceintuitive.com, I believe that's what it is. I'm going to put it on the chat room there. And then when she comes back online, I'll bring her back on. And then you can kind of read it. There it is. So today's been a good challenging day for us, you know, on the show. We've had a lot of bouncing around with signals. But that's normal. That happens. And I don't think there's any show here on Block Talk that has, you know, with Inside Radio that doesn't have their issues. So hopefully I get Jenny back on. Are you still with us?
I'm here.
I can hear you. Yeah, we lost
you
there.
You
for good.
I know.
Good. And so I just gave people your website link. Hopefully it was the right one. It's innervoiceintuitive.com, correct?
It's innervoiceintuitive.com, yeah.
Very good. And then you can read a little bit about her and contact her and get to see some of the testimonials she has and stuff like that. So anything else you want to share with us, Jenny? While we're online, while we have a good signal with you?
Well, I'm pretty excited. At the end of the month, I believe it's February 28th, whatever that Friday is, I'm speaking at Phoenix Books on working with archetypes. Archetypes are just stories that we tell in our lives, and we can either tell them unconsciously, like through our culture, through our family, and sometimes not so in a way that's so productive for ourselves, or we can tell them more consciously. And we tell them through all sorts of symbols that we connect with. So we tell them through the colors that we choose. We tell them through the symbols, the metaphors that are active in our lives, the kinds of movies that we like. If we always like romances, or if we always like, stories about travel, that gives us a real, real good clue about what's archetypally active in us, what's symbolically resonating for us. And so I'm going to be talking about that idea and how we can live our lives noticing those symbols and those spots of deep meaning for ourselves. So I'm pretty excited to be doing that talk.
Very good. So you said that talk is going to be on a Friday. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Friday night. I think it's February 20th, whatever that tail end of February Friday is the one.
February, I forgot it here, is the 21st.
Friday, it might the 21st. Be the 20. Is that the last one in February? I'm not at home.
I'm looking at the calendar here. February 20th is on a Thursday. And so I'm sure you'll have that listed probably on your website or someplace where people
it'll
can kind of take a look.
Yeah, it'll be on Phoenix Books too. So, yeah.
Very good, very good. There are some callers online. I don't know if you're willing to at least listen to what they have to say and maybe share some insights with them. Will you be up?
Absolutely. Sure. Okay. As long as I still can hear, I'm happy to do that.
Okay. Then we will do that. Let's move forward here.
Very cool.
908, you are on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name, caller?
My name is James, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, James.
Hi,
welcome
James.
To the show.
Hello. I was wondering if you could give me an intuitive reading with love.
What would you like to know about this evening, James? What is on your radar?
I was just wondering when I'm going to meet a good girl.
Well, what I feel like for you is that you are sometimes a little shy. And so for you, it's about really, really feeling comfortable with the woman that you are around. And that's about opening up on a deeper level, not so much focusing on just the romance parts of things, but also focusing on, the connection between you, the friendship that happens. And I feel like if you get less anxious about this whole idea and just kind of settle into what it would look like to have a friendship with someone, you're going to be in a place where there's a lot more opportunity to connect.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. Did you have anything to add, Iggy?
No. I like what you were saying. I think it's at some point. All right, James. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Take good care, James.
Excuse me?
Yeah, so relationships, we're still here. I think he was just trying to, he thought you said something. So,
okay.
Yeah, you know, yeah, relationships, yeah, the great old relationship question. I love those. But, you know, that's true. That's part of being human, right? Being in relationships and understanding, you know, that they come in all different shapes and sizes and forms, and creating those healthy limits and boundaries with people.
And not overvaluing one kind of relationship. You know, in our dating culture, we have a tendency to want to get to the gusto before we really get to know if the person is a good match. And
that
can really intimidate our ability to find the person who really is a good long-term match for us.
Very good. That's true. The gusto. I like how you say that. Get to the gusto.
Yeah, really.
I don't think I ever heard anybody say it like that, but yeah, that's pretty funny, actually. I love that. Let's go to another caller here. Oh, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
This is Amber.
Hi, Amber. Did you have a question this evening?
Yes. In regards to my intuition, I know I see a lot of signs and things. I just don't know how to work with it.
Well, sometimes we have a tendency to go up into our head and overthink or go to a book and try to figure out what an intuition or an image means by going to a book. And a lot of times if we just get real quiet and sit still and ask our guides, ask our higher self, what that image is there for, we can get a real clear inkling. There's a tendency sometimes when we get that information to discount it real quick and go, oh, that's not right or that's off. Usually that's your intuition trying to speak more loudly to you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, actually, yes.
Awesome. Very cool. Also, if you start to notice patterns in your environment as well and notice where you see things and what feels meaningful to you, that will really, really help to give you clarity about some of that.
Okay, very cool.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, caller.
Have a great evening, Amber. Take care.
Yeah, that's very good. That's a good point you brought up about the intuition and, you know, looking for those little patterns. That's kind of what I usually tell people too, you know, look for the signs. Sometimes they're just right in front of us, and sometimes we're so consumed in trying to look for them that we oversee them sometimes.
Exactly. Or sometimes we'll go to a book and we'll read that and we'll get off course about what it meant for us, you know. I always liken it to like following a trail of breadcrumbs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get comfortable with the landscape, you know. You have to get comfortable with how those images and symbols show up for you. Like, do they always show up in the morning? Do they show up in relationship to something else? And then it gets more, you get more curious about the process and less like, what does this mean? What does this mean? You know, and that's when you get those real energetic and intuitive hits. It's when you're curious and not so worried or concerned about knowing what it means, but more excited about what it could mean or how it does speak. And then you notice that connection in your body and you get this deep aha. And then you know.
Right. You know, I did notice after 2012, you know, there was a lot of people saying, well, nothing happened, nothing was going on. And you know, I would ask people, what did you notice along the way on this journey? You know, it's 2012,
uh-huh.
Big, you know, to that 20 moment in December. And a lot of people are like, oh, wow, you know, I never really thought about it like that. You know, but a lot's happened. A lot of shifting has occurred.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
I can't
tell you,
even. Go on.
It's amazing. it's just amazing, you know, what happened between 2012 and 2013. 2013, I don't want to say it was a struggling year necessarily, but it was a year of challenges for me. It was a year of stepping out of my comfort zone and going, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, everybody's like, where's the big boom? I said, if I had a big boom, I don't know if I could handle it. You know,
awesome.
I'm glad I came into little spurts, you know, like little booms, you know, like, I can handle those little ones coming and hitting you. But if we just had like a big explosion in the mental mind, I'm not sure how I'd feel about that.
that'd be too extreme, you know.
Yeah.
I think, too, what's really amazing lately is how quick stuff is coming to fruition. Wow. I mean, it's just crazy. It's like the other day I was I have a lady who's making me a piece of jewelry, and she's going to put a tiger on as the pendant. And I was just written to her on Facebook about, oh, what the tiger would look like, and I'm going to send her this tiger that I have. And right then I click on, and there's a picture of a tiger and a whole thing about a tiger. That is like par for the course. Like, if that doesn't happen at this point, I'm surprised. Like, it's crazy. It's like every time some sort of symbolic, significant thing just pops up at the most opportune time. And it's like there's this quickening in the environment where it's showing up so much faster. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, good crazy, but interesting.
Yeah, and within like, that quickening, you have to make decisions. You know, sometimes you have to make them pretty quick. But I also found that you also have time to, you know, process things. Before, we were pushed into these situations where we had to make a decision. But, I feel also that it gives us a time to reflect and look back. You know, I also, like, my decision was a process evolving over a period of time.
Yeah.
And the quickening thing that you spoke about is when you get to that point where you're like, it's done. No more, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's about the deepening process, you know? Like, when you come to a big decision in your life, I have clients who come all the time and they want to make this huge decision right away. And I say, you know, let's set that aside, that big choice aside, and get interested in what shows up for you in the process and in your, you know, how you're taking in information and how you're doing things for yourself and this sort of thing. And let's just put over here, over to the side, and trust that you'll know about that big piece when you need to, you know. And I think that, you know, with the whole quickening thing, you can misread it and start to think, oh, I got to move faster. Oh, I got to make things happen faster. But really, it's about this deeper noticing and being able to really sit with what's right and knowing when that shows up for you, you know, by really listening to yourself.
Yeah. And what I also found, you know, I'm speaking out of my own experience. So,
sure.
And I'm sharing, you know, and I'm inviting people to at least, you know, hear it so they can kind of get a gauge. But like for me, it was a series of events that played out for me, and it came to a point where you're like, you go, okay, we can stay here or move forward. At some point I had to go, okay, this is the point where I need to move, because if I don't move this point, I'm never going to move from this point again. I'm just going to keep telling myself over and over, tomorrow, you know, or keep complaining and bitching about it, and For Iggy, I just said, you know what? Today's the day. There's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's now. It's the moment.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, I kept saying that. I'm going to do it. You know, so I can, just like everybody. I'm human, too. I'm on this human path like with everybody.
Yeah, no, I think that's true, too. You know, there's that moment where, you know, it's that whole idea of the energy that it takes to stay small or stay in the same place is bigger than moving, you know, and then you go, oh, it's time.
Yeah, and then you get to the point where you feel like there's that voice in your head and that voice in the background that, you know, that you just can't muff out, you know, you can put your fingers in your ears, but you still hear it. And I tell you, that's what it was for me. It was like, okay, spirit, I hear you. But maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. Sure. And spirit goes, yeah, sure. But you know what? You're still going to get more of the same stuff that you're getting, because if you keep doing the same thing over and over and expect some kind of change,
you're
going to get more of what you've already got, you know? And I'm like, I don't like what I got. I don't want more of that. That's kind of yucky right now.
Good for you. But I think there's a real thing about stepping up and recognizing that that's where you're at. Some people stay in that place forever, you know, and they don't take that jump, you know. So I think it's really cool that you were able to finally get to that point where you go, okay, it's time. You know, I'm doing it. So,
you know, in the initial thrust of it, it probably wasn't very easy. You know, a year from now, 2 years from now, I'm going to be like, wow, that was a lot harder. That was real simple to do. It's a decision.
I think, too, you know, I think a lot of people think they have to know how to do it, how to proceed, and I think that's not really true. Like, I think that we look to be cautious all our lives, and we sit there with that energy and go, well, I need to know how to do it, you know, and we all look for an expert to tell us how to do it. But really all we need is to listen more deeply and then just do it. You know, I always tell clients, it isn't as hard as it feels like it is. The universe will start to support you as you start to put your energy out there and let go of your resistance to whatever it is. You will find that you have powers, strengths, intuitions, awarenesses, support that you didn't know you had. And it won't be as bumpy as your ego imagines it will be.
Right. And that is for sure. That is for sure. Me being a Sagittarian to begin with, we're real playful and we're very daring. Sometimes we'll jump off the cliff and go, oh, okay, we're falling. There's water
that
down there.
That cool archetype, right?
Yeah. And, you know, but that's how I learn. That's how I process. You know, my wife's different and she goes, well, I have to learn all this and I have to get it done. And then I'm the opposite. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. And if I do it wrong, I mean, who knows if I'm doing it wrong, you know? But no matter what you learn and no matter what you accomplish and the things that you put together, it's always going to be yours. It's going to be your version of what that is.
Exactly.
It's like Reiki, body work, whatever. You know, the Reiki that a lot of people are learning is someone else's version of Reiki. But within that Reiki, within body work, within massage, within all these different things, there's some parameters that stay the same. But everybody does it. Everybody brings themselves to the table. That's where the magic is.
Yeah, you know, I always say your intuition trumps whatever else is going on, whatever rules you know, whatever you've been taught, your intuition trumps that. So if you get a strong intuition and we're learning something about, you know, how to read tarot cards or whatever, your intuition is the top dog.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything
absolutely.
Else is, you know, smaller,
and,
not as
and
important.
You know what's cool is when people come to us or you know, vice versa, you know, they're looking for, you know, they're reaching out, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also try to empower the people that I work with and tell them, you know what, I'm
Absolutely.
Learning from you as much as you're learning from each other. We're teaching each other. I'm the student, you're the student.
Definitely.
And, you know, right now I'm just a facilitator, and I'm working, and I'm helping you process, because I'm in the process. If I'm with you, I'm part of this process. There's something I have to learn here.
Definitely.
There's something for me as well. And so for me, that's awesome, and that's cool, and I appreciate that, because spirit does it in its own way.
Amazing
work.
It's totally true. I had a client the other day, and, you know, we're working through some stuff, and I'm going, wow, okay, remember what this person said, because this is for you. It's not for you right now. It's for her right now. But this is for you. You know, this is rich, you know. And that whole synchronicity happens in our connections with our clients as well. You know, they find us because of where we're at on the journey, and vice versa. Absolutely. That's what makes it so magical.
And, you know, absolutely. You know, we have a common friend, Dawn Thompson. She's our common friend. And we were talking today, and she made, you know, she had one awareness moment, you know, the moment where she goes, you know what, if I didn't have these things that happened to me, you know, I don't know if I would be able to relate to some of the people who have similar things that happened to them. I have something that I can share with them. And I say, yeah, you're right. We go through all these different things that happen to us, and we really don't know why we go through these things. And then we come to a point in our life where wow, I get it now. I understand why I had to suffer, why I had to go through this, why that
exactly
happened. Because now the like energies attract, and the people who need to hear this, you know, and you have that story. And, you know, we're all storytellers.
Yep.
We're all storytellers. We all have our story to share with the world. I mean, all those memories and all those trapped emotions inside of us. And that's what's so cool that we do, because we get to be part of that, you know, that storytelling and sharing back and echoing back to people what we're hearing and listening.
Absolutely. It's so amazing. Like, you know, you'll have this client come in and they'll have this amazing story, and you'll see the fortitude and the awareness with which they, you know, went through their lives. And it's just, it's such an honor to sit there and listen to their story. And, you know, you realize in the process that you can do things differently. You notice where you're stuck. And it's just, it's such a powerful thing to be witness to someone else's stories and to, you know, to just hear them and just notice how diverse everyone is. And, you know, you might see this person on the surface and, you know, whatever, we go through our, you know, perseverations about who they are, and we all do that. That's the ego. But then, like, the richness of, oh, my gosh, you know, you did that in the 1950s when nobody else did that, or whatever it is, you know, whatever the details are. And, wow, like, what courage it took and what wisdom it took and what ability it took to create a sacred space when you didn't have support. And, you know, you go, wow, it's amazing what people can do and what they do all the time. And them giving the story back is like empowering it again in the universe, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we came to a conclusion today with pretty much with all the work people I worked with today that, you know, they made a statement. I'm like, you know what? And I said, it's because we're all related. We're all my relations. We're all part of this earth. If we stand on this ground, our energy travels, you know, to places we don't even know. And we feel things that we don't even know what we're feeling. So, I mean, we're all connected. Like it or not, we are. You know, it doesn't matter if this person is that person, that thing, or do that thing. You know, what we do to others, we affect others' lives. You know, so that's why I personally try to work from a place of love and compassion and empathy, because I know I'll get that back, and I get that back, and that's why I do.
Absolutely.
And then when I'm angry, I get back angry too, you know, so.
Oh, I know. It's true. But I think it's always about honoring, like, the deeper energies in the universe. I do think there's certain times when certain energies are more evoked for the whole cosmology, for everyone. And sometimes it's knowing to, like, step out of that whole space and do self-care or go do a project or, you know, look into another idea or something and not get into that cultural, you know, kind of backlash that happens energetically in groups, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, people are becoming more open to, I mean, the general
more
public,
aware.
Because the work that we're doing is not New Age. This stuff's been around for a long time.
I know.
You know,
yes.
This is old age stuff that's, you know,
absolutely.
There's some spins to it, but I tell you, there's some amazing works out there that are coming back that have been lost, and there's been stuff that have been created that will no longer be, but there's some new manifestations, which I think is amazing. You know, man and woman are very creative, and they're very spontaneous. Imagination is powerful, so through our imagination, we create, you know, things that will help people to connect. Where some of us are architects, you know, some of us are, you know, the gardeners, some of us are the contractors that build it and put it together, some of us, you know, the landscapers. So we don't have to be everything to everyone or anything, and not everything to for ourselves as well. We do, and we work on our gifts, and we work through them. You know, I always, for people who, guys like myself who are kind of get it through sports, you know, when you draft a pitcher, a right-handed pitcher, you don't draft him to be a left-handed pitcher. You draft him to be a right-handed pitcher. You use his strengths, you know, so, you know, that just makes a lot of sense to people, and they get it. That's how I connect. That's just how I work. You know, I've been coaching for a long time. But let's take some callers here. Let's get some callers online.
Sure.
Let's see if we can run them through here. People are anxious, and got quite a few people, so that's pretty cool.
Cool.
Hello, call. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Dee, and I'm in Maine.
Hi, Dee.
Hi. I looked at your website. You have interesting bracelets.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, they're a blast to design. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just have my Kindle right now until my laptop gets fixed. And since I make jewelry myself, I'm always interested.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get great ideas from other people and, you know, inspiration and that sort of thing. What was your question this evening, or did?
Okay, I'm
going to
be like my. I'm going to be as bad as my friend James who called in earlier.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I am asking about somebody that's in my life. There's a very good close connection. We send a lot of emails back and forth. But at this point, there was one email that I sent him that he didn't respond to, and I think I understand. But at the same time, I guess what I'm getting at is where there's such this really great connection, I think we should meet at some point, but he seems to – I don't know exactly where I stand. You know, because I know there's something there from the way he talks, but I sent him an email, and I had asked some advice from some of my male friends because I wrote to him in a way that I've never written to any other person, any other guy in my life.
I get the feeling that he kind of wasn't ready for that. Like, he thought that the relationship was in earlier stages, and you really wanted to unburden yourself with this information. And it's not that he didn't hear it. He did hear it. He just wasn't ready to respond. And
right. So
I feel like what's going on with him is you guys are in two different places. And I feel like you're in a place where you really want someone to be ready. And so I think that, yes, you're right. You do need to get him in the room and see who he is and see, you know, if he'll show up on that level. But you also, if you can go into your imagination and imagine the connection that you want to have with him and just let some of the surface stuff go a little bit, some of the external stuff for a while, it will become really clear whether or not he's going to follow you there. But if you push him or even say, you know, did you get that email? What did you think about that? He's just not ready to hear that. So you
No, I wasn't going to do that.
Right. Good for you. So you
No,
have
I wanted to
sense.
Let that sit. I've had friends that have said, one friend that I shared what I wrote with, he said, if I got a little like that, he said, I'd be on the next train to you with everything I was offering. It was easy because it's so comfortable with him, and I am, in some sense, as a writer, so putting it out there, it was just sort of a natural thing to do, but if he's not ready, I understand that.
Good for
you. Because I'm not quite ready to have him come all the way up from South Carolina to Maine either.
Good for you.
I want it to happen, but I know I'm not quite ready for it. I mean, my health isn't quite ready for it, maybe.
Maybe, too, you can say something to him like, you know, I sent you that email and I really do mean it, but I'm also in this place as well, you know. So,
right.
So I did say something to him.
I said something the other night in essence that everything I write isn't just, you know, I tell him, it's not just from my desires, but it's from my heart. And I just leave it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to push him because that's the surest way to have somebody, you know, run.
Exactly. And I feel like he appreciates what's coming from your heart.
Yeah, from the way he writes to me, yes, he's a gentleman. And somebody that came, neither one of us has exactly had the greatest luck in the romance department. I think he's divorced, but at the same time he came from, as he put it, a sexless marriage, so he's exploring his sexuality at 68.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And
he's
thinking, you know, I'm too old for this. Wait a minute. I'm almost 66, but if you saw me, you'd think, you can't possibly be that old.
Because
I don't think it, feel it, or act it. And with him, it's, I don't know, there's something there that I've never experienced with somebody else. And it's easy to be very open.
Yeah, that's awesome. As long as
you're
not attached to an outcome, that's great. Because, you know, with the outcome piece, and I don't feel like you are from everything that I'm hearing from you, it feels to me like you're okay with wherever it's at, but you're happy to have been able to say what you said, which is great.
Well, in some senses I am, but there's another part in this going. With everything that's gone on in my life and how I'm feeling right now, that sense of loneliness and a few other things, I want it to go further, and
sure.
I have the sense that it just might, for once in my life, I might finally get it right.
Yeah, as long as you can contain your response, then
right.
I think you've got a lot more potential to move in the direction that you'd like to see it move in.
That's good, because I'm right in the middle of it, so I'm one of those people. I'm not going to read for myself. I'm going to let somebody else read for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, That's good, because I really certainly do not want to push the guy away, because there's something there that's And when somebody tells me, you know, talking about what we share with each other, he said that it stays, you know, right there in the, you know, in our emails, and that the fact that he trusts me and respects
mm-hmm.
me.
That's huge.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is huge. That's huge.
And you're doing
Esther.
All the right things. You really are.
Great. Thanks.
Awesome.
You're welcome. Did you have anything to add, Iggy?
No, I think you're hitting on the nail. I mean, you know, we're on the flow. We're in the flow.
Well, good luck, D.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Blessings.
To you, too.
Yeah, so our time is just about up. Is there anything you want to leave with our callers?
Anything I want to say to the callers?
Mm-hmm.
Just to trust your own intuition about things and to notice that when that little voice comes up, don't allow your inner critic to get in there. That is your intuition. That is your intuition. And when I realized that in my own life, everything kind of opened up for me because I had this kind of knee-jerk, oh, my gosh, there's that little voice. Shut it up. And we have a tendency to do that in our culture. But that little voice is your wisdom. That's your inner voice right there. So get really, really curious about what it has to say and what feelings accompany it and what symbols show up for you as you go through your world, and that will really, really help you to develop your intuition. Oh, I also did want to say I am going to be having some tarot classes, intuitive tarot classes, in the end of January, beginning of February. So you can take a look at the site, and I'd love to have you in class, either as a private student or in the group class.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Jenny, thank you for calling in. Thank you for being on with us. I know it was a little hairy in the beginning, but, yeah,
absolutely.
It's been fun, as usual.
It was a blast. Absolutely. Take good care, Iggy.
Okay, take care.
Uh-huh.
All right, folks, if you want to find Jenny, she has innervoiceintuitive.com. If you want to find a little bit more about me, I'm at iggygarcia.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see everybody soon. We'll be here next week at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So bring your questions and bring your thoughts, your concerns and stuff, and we'll try to work through you and get through you. There was a lot of callers today, and that's awesome. That's good to see, and I really appreciate that. Love you guys. Take care. Have a wonderful time.
That's great. Stars.